Hachette Audio presents Be Mine Forever. Written by Kennedy Ryan. Read by Zachary Weber and Ava Erickson.
I dedicate this book to all the boys and girls for whom the imagined horrors in this book are real. Author's note. They say you never forget your first. The Bennett series was my debut into romance nearly 10 years ago. I've grown so much as a person, and I hope as a writer in the decades since this 4-book series made its way into the world. I'm really excited that readers who might have missed these in my catalog may now discover them. In some ways, they are a lot different from the books I'm writing now. For example, 3 of the 4 are written in third person, and I now write exclusively in first person. And yet, hallmarks of what readers expect from a Kennedy Ryan novel today, the writing style, the heart, the flawed characters, the messiness and hurt and healing and guaranteed joy, all were in these books even then. I was several books in before I think I truly found my voice, which is, to me, not just what you write, but why you do. The why always affects my what, and that understanding reshaped the landscape of what I write and whose stories I most want to tell. The seeds of what is important to my work now can be found in these earliest books, too. The new covers, broader distribution, and availability of audiobooks for the first time are such a fantastic way to reintroduce these stories and this era of my writing journey. I hope you enjoy Be Mine Forever, which tells the story of Cam and Joe, lifelong friends who seize the chance to be so much more. We first meet them in When You Are Mine, Book 1 of the Bennett series, and follow their journey here. It's a story of how life challenges and sometimes hurts, but also how we mend and heal and, ultimately, love. To help safeguard your mental health, I just wanted to let you know there is reference to childhood sexual abuse, in the past, and not detailed or graphic. Please read with care, and thank you for taking this journey with me. Kennedy.
Chapter 1. Cameron Mitchell had never been fond of bright lights. He squinted against the glare of the lighting kit poised above his head. The dark hid all his demons, and the brightness left him feeling like a cockroach when the lights come on without warning. So did the probing stare of the woman seated across from him.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?